Welcome to week 6 of the Black Hawk Lent Series podcast. This week's reflection from Daniel Owen, lead pastor of Black Hawk Fitchburg, will focus on the practice of engaging with the Bible.
Psalm 34, 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Do you remember a time that you tried a new food? It's a nervous feeling, curiosity, and fear of putting something that is unfamiliar in your mouth. For me, there is always an initial resistance to it. Sure, other people say it tastes good, but that doesn't mean that I'll like it. Feels weird, it looks weird, I'm not sure really what to think. However, once I decide to try it and find that I like it, well, to say the least, there is no way you can stop me from eating more and more of it. This is similar to my experience with Scripture. My initial view of the Bible was that it seemed old, out of date, and irrelevant. I can remember the first few times I read passages about forgiveness. Forgiveness was not something I saw a lot of people doing. I saw many angry people, unhappy people, and hurt people. Even at a young age, I could see all of this and I could see people feeling this way. In Scripture, forgiveness seemed to be the remedy for anger and hurt from another person. It was the way God responded to us when we wronged Him, and He instructed others to do the same. Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. I remember practicing forgiveness for the first time. The specific event or reason I can't remember, but I do remember putting into practice the teachings of the Bible and experiencing that release of anger and hurt. I remember thinking, wow, this is real and it is good. It wasn't long before I knew, without a doubt, this was God's word. Psalm 34:8 says, taste and see the Lord is good. After overcoming my initial skepticism and doubt, I chose to continue consuming God's truth. And then I was hooked. I wanted to know more and more. And the more I tasted, the more I trusted, the more I grew. Over time, the Bible has become the authority and guide in my life for all things: marriage, parenting, personal growth, and most of all, knowing the true God. So now, we'll take a couple of minutes to reflect on several questions about engaging with the Bible. I'll share each question, and you can pause to reflect and respond to each one in prayer. What is your experience with engaging with the Bible? Is regular time in the Bible something that you've considered an integral part of your faith journey? This week, what are a few ways you can begin engaging with the Bible?
Thanks for joining us for week 6 of the Black Hawk Lent Series podcast. Listen in next week as Carol Fricke, Black Hawk's Director of Children's Ministries, reflects on the practice of observing the Lord's Supper.